כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
ברוך השם, מציון שכן ירושלים, הללויה. We're up to the second pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yitzion, Shoichen Yerushalayim Haluka. So we said these psukim that we say after the Halukas really summarize the ideas of the Halukas. So if you notice, in the second Haluka, that's what we're talking about. Boine Yerushalayim, Yisei Yisroel Lachanes. Afterwards, again we say, Kichiz Berichei Shereich, Peruch Benach Bekirbech, which we pointed out. There's a second level of Hashkoch in the world. Hashem has Hashkoch, Baruch Hashem L'Oilam, create the world with His Midas HaChesed for eternity, to give us a potential for eternal life. The Chesed in this world also lasts as long as the world lasts. Now we're saying the next level of Hashkoch, Baruch Hashem Yitzion. Yitzion Teitzei Torah. There's a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From Tzion, Shoichen Yerushalayim. Hashem is always Shoichen Yerushalayim. Sometimes he's Shoichen Yerushalayim Shalmato. Now it's primarily Lamalo. Up in the heavens, when we're not to have the Ashra Shechina as much as intense as we want to be. But the Hanhog of Brocha, from the Makorah Brochas of Tzion and Kedusha and Torah, special Kesher, the Notan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the second thing we remind ourselves every day, and it's something we're davening for, that Shemira should be more intense. From under Slon, we're going through times of challenges, and that very Tzion that we hold as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, challenges in Yerushalayim, trying to make provocations with the Kedushas HaKadoshim, making these mock minyanim for women, which they can barely get correct, get the people from all over the country. There's no real interest in it. It's just a way of trying to break and cause to deteriorate, chas v'shalom, the derech in Eretz Yisrael of having some level of recognition of Torah mitzvahs. And if this is happening, we have to know that we don't have to blame anybody. We have to realize the call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to mechazek ourselves, to show Hashem how important our tefillah is. Tefillah is hard in our generation. We have to make an asik of it. We have to make it. Someone told me it's hard for him to concentrate. He gave up on his tefillahs. Chas v'shalom, never give up. Or even if 90% of the tefillah, you never have kavanah. Afterwards, some kavana, even the whole Shemoneh Esrei didn't have kavana. Talk to Hashem afterwards. Shoichen Yerushalayim, Hashem is up there in the Shemaim Shemala, waiting to hear our tefillahs that come out of our mouths. Especially we're in an Eitz Tzara. We know there's hundreds of thousands of Jews in Ukraine and a sakana. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of things are being done around the world to try to raise funds, to smuggle them out. But with all that, there's still tremendous sakana, and the future is very unclear, panosa-wise, health-wise. The ones that remain behind, whatever it's going to be, is going to be. And more than that, the whole world is in a massive sakana. And a person that lost his mind to make this war, we don't know where he's going to end up. His whole goal is to get more power and covet. And fortunately, Yisrael won't let him stop in the middle. Maybe when it's Balan, it will cause him to stop. But it's hard to know. The main thing is that we should feel how fortunate we are. Hashem put a whole new element into the world of just not just creating the world, but the Yitzion, Sheikhun, Shalayim, giving me a special Hashkocha for Klal Yisrael. Appreciate we're the special Am Hashem. Get together, because they have groups saying Tehillim is good, stay by yourself, it's also good. Feel for one another. Feel that we're one united nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings the Hashras HaShechina. The fact that we care about Jews that live far away, that's the best thing we can do for ourselves. So we say, take advantage of the situation and see great Yeshua is for us and for all. כלל ישראל.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111